Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears. Oh, God.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Live and Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy and a very special bonus episode.
I love the word bonus. It always reminds me of boner.
Bonus, yeah.
One of my favorite things.
My favorite hobby.
Favorite hobby, just like causing and receiving boners.
Yes. Yes, very close to my heart.
Oh my goodness. So, audience participation today, guys.
Oh yeah, we got some cracking ghost stories.
So Lucy's been doing her ghost stories on Instagram for like 2 years now. So we're bringing out some from the archive.
I've been digging deep. Not too deep though. There's probably still plenty of material in there.
Oh, for sure, so, for sure. If anything, we had too much material from all your ghost stories. So we've picked a few favorites.
True. Exactly. But also we have got some spectacular pickup lines.
Oh my God. Right? Like, what pickup lines have you guys had that have actually worked? We've got some cheesy ones that are personal favorites of ours.
Yeah.
I've got one that really worked on me, and thank God for that, because it was probably like the best head of my life.
Oh, we love a success story. Okay.
Oh, should I just dive in?
Fucking dive, babe.
Lord knows he dived right in.
Oh.
So last year I went to a strip show. I know. Yeah. Delicious men left, right and center. Lord knows. So the guy that I ended up on stage with, Amazing. It was so funny. So there was like a move where he like picked me up so my legs were wrapped around his head. Ugh. And I was in like a short little skirt because I didn't know that it was going to be like participation. I didn't know that I was involved in the show. I thought I was just going to watch.
You never been to a strip show before?
Well, like I've never been picked.
Oh, it's true, actually. They normally pick like the birthday girl or the hen.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to go on my birthday sometime because, But anywho, yeah, always be prepared, babe.
No, I just didn't know. I didn't know what I was signing up for. So I was in a short little dress.
Teehee.
Anyway, so he picks me up. I'm over his head. It's so much fun. I'm having like the time of my fucking life. And then after the show, he came, found me.
Oh my God.
And like whispered in my ear, by the way, your underwear is see-through and I want to taste what I saw.
And you obviously died on the spot right there.
Dead.
Can we get a clean up in aisle four, please? Damn.
Absolutely dead. I was just like, oh my God, if anything was ever going to work, it was that.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, like he went down like an absolute champ. And we talked about this the other night. I was like, we were just like making lists of like our best shags, our best like, just knocked my headphones, our best shags, our best kisses, our best like whatever. And I was like, best oral, this guy.
Oh, like God ever, damn. Ever.
Ever, ever. And like I was by the time it like got down to it, I was absolutely smashed and it was still amazing.
Oh my God.
So it's like, if I had been sober, I don't know, I would probably still have Bambi legs like a year and a half later.
Yeah, you would have seen stars. Yeah, like that would have been you leaving the earth. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
I basically was. So, and he was pretty. So it's like, no one that pretty should be that good at that.
Yeah, no, because normally it's like the ugly dudes, or you know, like the not as hot dudes, they got to get good at that shit.
They try a bit harder. So it's like this dude was just like, he had it all, man.
A pleasant surprise.
Oh, God. Anyway, do you have any pickup lines that have actually worked on you like that?
Not really. I'm not going to lie. But I did go to a very hectic strip show once.
Yeah.
And I'm very eager to return. there was a man whose name, can I say his strip name?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. His name was Ten. He was introduced as 10. And
oh my God.
Let me tell you, there was a reason for that. There was a reason for that name, and it was accurate.
Okay,
it
well, was, if it's like that, you don't need a pickup line.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, no, he was like from New York, and I was with my best friend who lives in New York. So afterwards, we were outside, and she was just like, oh, like, which part of New York are you from? Like, I'm from New York. And I was like, bitch, I can see right through you. Like, this guy was just like, oh, God. Like, trying to get away.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, it was so hectic, though. Like, that show was pretty feral. I've had friends that have been to the same one since, and apparently it's, like, cleaned up its act, and I'm, like, a bit disappointed about it. But, like, it was just, like, I'm not easily shocked. And I was so shocked by, like, some of the things I saw. Like, not in a bad way, just in a, like, oh, my God, this is outrageous way. And I feel like that energy, like, permeated through the audience.
Yeah.
Because, like, when the show finished, oh, my God, Liv, this is, like, so hectic. When the show finished, obviously everyone's really giddy and, like drunk and, like, yeah, feeling the vibes. This girl jumps on stage, pulls her dress down, exposing her breasts, and literally grabs both her tits and squirts breast milk into the audience.
Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah. I was like, I could not believe my eyes. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, yeah, hectic.
What a legend.
Yeah, legend. What a
fucking good time.
And God, she did not give a fuck. She was just like, ah.
I think I love her. I feel like I know her.
You're like, I feel like we're soul sisters.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, fantastic.
So funny.
Good on time. Good on breast milk, lady. You're a good time gal and I love you for it, whoever you are.
So here for it. But yeah, pickup lines.
Well, we saved some as well, but
I was going to say, I have a lot from the audience, although I don't really have many myself, I'm not going to lie.
I went through some last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'd say my three favorite.
Mm.
Somebody wrote in just basically giving us a pickup line. And I was like, oh, damn, this worked on me.
Oh.
Just reading this, it's worked on me. So it was, I'm 6'2", English accent, unavailable. And I was like, done.
Amazing. Sold.
Sold.
Sold. That would work on our entire friend group.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, I'm weak at the knees just at this baby. Absolutely ridiculous. So I was like, okay, that is a good pickup line.
Yeah. Nice.
And
nice.
I was like punctuated. So it was like, I am 6'2", full stop. English, full stop. Unavailable, full stop. And it's like, oh.
You could have ended at 6'2" for me and I would have been like, here's my number.
Yeah.
You know, what's the worst that can happen?
I'm in bed, come join baby. And then there was another one from a lady that was really cute. And I was like, okay.
A success story.
Success story. So she was like, this was my gym crush. Mm. Now my husband of 13 years. Aww. So off the bat, we know it worked. He came up to me one day at the gym and was like, feel my pecs dance. So put my hands on his chest and was like, I just wanted to feel how much my heart raced for you.
Like cringe, but cute.
I know. I'm like, oh, God damn, that is so fucking cute. I love it. I love it because it's like cheesy, but like very fucking wholesome.
Yeah.
And like,
well, it works.
Well, like you think of like gym pickup lines and like, I don't know. I think the gym is like such a hardcore place to pick up people.
Oh my God. If I'm in a gym, which is not a regular occurrence, but if I am, I'm like, don't speak to me. My headphones are on. I'm bitch facing everyone. I just don't want communication.
Yeah. Which I think is why like it's such a hardcore place to pick up people. Because yeah, like people are vulnerable. And like, if you are that confident, you have to like, you're usually so confident you're going to go in with like a really raunchy thing, you know, if you know yeah, what I mean. Like, it's just everything about it seems would be like so aggressive in my
it's
mind.
It's a bit daunting. Yeah.
Yeah. So like to have such like a wholesome pickup line at the gym, I'm like, oh, that's so like cute.
Yeah. Cute and ballsy.
Yeah.
Both. Love that.
And then my last one of like my favorites from the like listener contributions was, I asked a girl if she wanted to make out in the cool room and took me right back to when I worked at my dad's fruit shop and I had a crush on this guy who was way too old to even like look at me twice. But he was like fine And I just used to like fantasize about him being like, let's just have a little peck in the cool room.
Oh, cute.
I know. I was like, oh, I love that. A little like in the cool room.
My favorite
crush.
Yeah. My favorite thing about like crushing on workplace people was when I like worked in bars, because it would always be in the cellar.
Oh, really? You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I never got any action, but I did always like fantasize about that, being like, oh, we need to like replenish the wine, and then oops, I'm bent over in the cellar.
Oh my god. Look, you know what, I shagged two people when I was working in hospitality,
like at work.
One, so the first one was like my 5-year relationship, so he was the bartender and I was like the waitress during the days. Mm-hmm. So, and we ended up being together for like 5 years after this, but I used to like wait at work to like see him come in for his night shift and all that sort of stuff. And anyway, it was really cute. We never like shagged at work, but we never really like worked together until we were like fully together, because they just like wouldn't put us on shifts together because we fought so much when we were getting together.
Fair.
Oh, disaster. But the last one was, I was working in a restaurant and I was like in love with my manager. Yeah. He was like basically Seth Cohen. You didn't watch the OC. So
no, but was, like, I'm familiar with
the concept of just character. Like witty, nerdy, like still very handsome. And like he used to like, we'd be like packing up after a night shift and like cleaning everything down, and all the chefs and everyone would have gone home, and he'd like put Taylor Swift on for me.
Oh, your love language.
I know. And it went on 4 months of me just like crushing on him and staying back at work like heaps later, like keep having like DMs with him and stuff.
Oh my god.
And I'd be like, just fucking kiss me, like please, like I'd be begging for it. And I just like didn't cross his mind because he was so wholesome. And then one night it was actually the last ever shift we worked together, because the restaurant like got sold like soon after and we didn't have another shift together. And we were sitting out the back on a ute talking, on like the back tray of his ute talking.
So Australian.
I know, so Australian. So we were in like the back car park, so not technically in the restaurant, but he like leaned in and kissed me and I was like, fuck yes. And then
finally
drove all the way home. And I think this was like a Sunday night, so the restaurant was closed Monday, so like neither of us had work on the Monday. So I drove all the way home just like, yay, like my boss finally kissed me, fuck yeah. And I think it was like 3 a.m. and he messaged just being like, I don't really want to leave it where we left it at work. Do you want to come over? So I went over and we just shagged for like 2 days. Like we didn't get, like we got out of bed to pee. I don't think we even ate. We just literally shagged for 2 days.
I love a fuckathon.
Oh, it was so good.
This was like, so this was probably some of my best sex ever.
Yes!
Yeah, I fucked my manager when, well, I was dating him for like 6 months, like on and off, when I like worked in a restaurant, and it was so good, man, because I'd be like, I feel like I need a break now. And he'd be like, just go. I'd be like, I'm kind of hungry. And he's like, oh, just like get some food. Like, just, it was so good. And I'd be like, oh, I feel like I could do a shot right now. He's like, just go get a shot. Like, I'd be like low-key pissed on shift and he just would not care. And then.
Wait, is this before you were dating him or during?
No, during.
Oh, okay,
this was
cool.
Like part of the appeal of like dating him. But like, look, it was one of those. Sounds bad for you guys, right? But it was one of those like dating situationships where I didn't really want to be dating him outside the confines of my bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, not that there was nothing wrong with him. He was cute, like whatever. A short king, actually.
We love a short king.
Hung like a horse.
Yeah.
Outrageous. But yeah, like we would sometimes like literally just fuck all day, like on a Sunday, nothing going on, just fuck for hours. And then we'd maybe have like a snack or something and then just like right back at it again. And it was, it was good. It was good. It was so good.
So the Living Loose podcast stands banging the boss.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Big time.
Co-workers, anything. I mean, I know they say don't shit where you eat, but we're not known for giving good dating advice. We're known for giving fun dating advice.
Keep it spicy. Exactly. Keep it
spicy.
Probably not the best ideas, but can guarantee if you want to do it, there's a reason you want to do it. And it's probably going to be really fun.
Exactly.
So,
and it's also just that dynamic, isn't it, of being like, especially if they're your boss or something, you're like,
But like they're your boss, but you know that they're like wrapped around your little finger.
100%. Yeah. Love.
Mm-hmm. We do advocate for like doing what you want when you want. So
100%.
As long as no one's getting hurt, that's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So we also have some more cheesy pickup lines that we like have highlighted just like, oh, would this work on us?
There were some crackers, I'm not going to lie. Okay, so this one is, sit on my face and I'll eat my way to your heart. Tell me that wouldn't work on you.
That would totally work on me.
100%.
I think obviously these like depend on how they're delivered and who buy.
Who buy, I was going to say, big factor. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God. Okay, so out of 10, that would probably be like a 7 for me.
Oh, I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go 8.
Oh,
because like, that would almost be a done deal. Mm-hmm. Like the balls to say that as well, for me, would like secure that deal.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got another one. My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
I feel relatable. I feel like I would say that with like my fucking bowel movement.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a big hit with the IBS girlies.
That one would be a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would give that one a 6 because I wouldn't necessarily find it sexy, but I would find it funny, which is also a bit sexy.
Yeah, the humor of it is the sexy part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what got it to a 5 for me.
You don't think diarrhea is sexy? That's so weird.
We've discussed this before where I feel like when I'm comfortable enough to talk about my diarrhea with somebody, I find that sexy because it just means comfortability.
And like, yeah.
But it depends. If I was like married for 10 years and my hubby just came home one day and was like, oh, my love for you is like diarrhea, I can't hold it in, I'd be like, cool. Or if he's on the toilet with diarrhea and he's like, this is like my love for you, it's just coming out of me. Like lava. Like hubby shouting that from the toilet. It's like, text babe, you're like sitting there cooking dinner or something. It's like.
Wait, you would find that hot or not?
I'd be like, my heart would have a little like flutter. Thanks, babe.
I would think that was cute. I would also then quite swiftly be like, why the fuck is the door open then? Gonna have some boundaries, guys.
No, there will be no boundaries in my future house, don't you worry, baby. Oh, doors open.
I'm like getting a cement mixer. I'm having those concrete fucking boundaries, babe. Concrete. Okay, another one. Okay, this one I actually have used before and I fucking love it. I think it's really funny because I'm such a dad joke gal. Like, I just love it. Prepare. Girl, you must be a beaver because damn. That wouldn't work? That wouldn't work for you?
Nah, that's a 3 out of 10 for me. But
I love that.
10 out of 10 for you.
Oh, look, no. 8.5. Solid. Yeah.
No, 3.
Okay, next.
3.
Are you on your period? Because you are bloody beautiful.
That one just gave me like goosebumps. I hate that. But I hate it.
Look, I think that right there is coming from a feminist. And
okay, with that perspective, it gets bumped up from a 2 to a 3.
Okay, fine. I'm going to give that a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
Totally fair.
You might like this one. Are you Medusa? Because you're turning me rock hard.
10.
I knew it.
As I said, I love the idea of a boner.
Yeah.
Boom.
I love a boner reference. For me, I think if especially we were in a bar scenario and somebody said this to me, it would take me a minute to understand it. And yep. therefore, just because of the usage of brain power for this one, I am only going to give that one a 4.5.
Okay. No, 10 for me, 4.5 for you.
Beautiful. Next. Do you like Star Wars? Because Yoda won for me. Reaction from Liv. Have you seen Star Wars yet?
Nah, never seen Star Wars.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. I know who Yoda is though.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Yeah. That would be like a 2.
Okay. that would for me would be it would be a 4 because I appreciate a nerdy reference because I do like a little nerd in me. If you know what I'm saying.
Nerd in you.
Exactly. But ultimately not the best.
Yeah, no, not the best. 2 for me.
Okay. This I like a lot.
Oh, God. Okay.
Are you an antiquer? Because I have some junk that hasn't been touched in years. I fucking love an antique shop, so I would be all over this. No, not for you.
Oh, my God. Okay, that one would be like a 5 for me.
Okay.
I think it would just be, I don't know. It's like.
You're not feeling sex appeal. Yeah, I'm not feeling antiques.
Like, it doesn't really make you feel sexy. It's like, I haven't been touched in years. It's like, oh, so like what, you want me to touch your dusty dick?
Yeah, and you're probably going to come in 3 seconds.
Yeah,
true say. Look, I'd probably give that a 5 because I do like antiques.
Yeah. I don't really like that one, but I appreciate the humor of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I rate it?
I can't remember. Do it again.
I'd say like 2.
2. Okay, yep. Fine. Do you know what? I actually had a date recently with an Australian dude, strep throat dude.
Oh, God.
Navy brat, we called him.
Navy brat.
And he dared to take the piss out of iconic British TV show, The Antiques Roadshow.
No,
he did, and he was just like, oh, like Brits thinking they're like funny and stuff, but they produce television like The Antiques Roadshow. And I was like, don't even fucking start, because that is gold. It's gold.
How dare he say that when like it is rare to find an Australian who can banter like a Brit.
Is what I was trying to say, and I feel like he was offended by that, and this yeah. was so his
took,
defense.
Yeah, so he took mm-hmm. like the low road and like went for Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
That's as low as you can go. Really.
Yeah. No respect. The audacity. Okay, this one, I would be surprised if this hasn't been used on you before, since you're like a strong man. I bet I could bench press you.
That would not work on me.
No, but have you had it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't like a pickup line thing. It was just like a cocky bastard thing.
Yeah.
I was like, ew, like I don't love like a gym bro like that.
Yeah, no, same. This is like such an ick for me.
Such an ick. That's a like negative one.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree with you on that, actually.
Like, don't say, I bet I could bench press you. Like, although, throw me around. Prove it.
Yeah,
you
true.
You don't have to say it.
Although, like, now I'm thinking about it, I'd be quite impressed if anyone could bench press me. I'd be like, I'm sturdier than I look.
We're dense girls, like you said before.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, nah, I don't like that. That's gross. That's a big ick.
Okay, we've only got a couple left. Cool. This one is, do you wash your pants in Windex? Because I can see myself in them. Gross.
I kind of like it though.
Yeah, you're a sicko.
I kind of like it though.
For me, I'm just like, I'd be like, I think my initial reaction would just be like, ugh. So I'm going to give that a 1.
I would get a chuckle out of it. So I'm going to give it a 4.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably okay. One of my faves. I'll put my basilisk in your chamber of secrets.
The Irishman to me last weekend.
Literally, I was thinking that, like, as I saw this one, I was just like, well, Liv has experienced something similar quite recently. So yeah, I would get the nerd reference, and that would be extra points.
Yeah, no, Harry Potter's not that nerdy, so I'm going to give that one a solid 8.
I'm going to give it... Oh, look, there's another level here. If you're referring to your penis as a basilisk...
Oh, you're setting the bar high.
You're setting the bar pretty high, and if you are not able to live up to that, which... I don't know if you'd have the guts to say this if you couldn't, but I would say just for that little ick for me, I will give that a 6.
It only works if you've actually got...
A schlong.
A schlonger.
And a girthy schlong.
Okay, well, you're about the girth.
I'm a girth queen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it all.
There is no wrong penis in my eyes.
No.
However, my preference is for girth.
Yeah. If you had to have girth or length, you'd choose girth.
Yeah, 100p.
Little chodes.
Yeah. I mean, ideally not. But like, look, I can work with it. Yeah, for sure.
I think I could work with anything. I love a curve. I love it straight. I love it big, small, thin, girthy, and not fast.
We just love dick.
I just like big dick energy. You don't actually have to have a big dick.
Yeah.
Have the energy.
100%.
Oh my God. So is that us done for pickup lines?
That's pickup lines. Yeah. Woo!
That was hectic.
Juicy material there. I'm not going to lie. Juicy
material. Oh.
Love that.
I feel like spent after having to write pickup lines.
Yeah, I feel quite emotionally exhausted after that experience. I feel like I've been hit on like 100 times. It's like a lot.
It was a roller coaster of emotions. I don't know how to do this transition. So it's like, what are we going to do now? We're just going to have to jump into ghost stories.
We're jumping.
But not just our ghost stories, your guys' ghost stories.
Oh, some absolute quality.
Oh my God. Great grammar, stories. Olivia. Your guys's.
This is probably my fault. I say shit like that.
You wouldn't think I was almost an English teacher, but oh well.
Oh well.
We'll move on.
She's like, it's okay. Now I'm professionally pretty.
Now I'm fun employed.
Whenever me and Liv do dumb shit, which is like honestly more often than probably. Not. Yeah. And we're always just like, oh, but we're so pretty.
We're so pretty. We are professionally pretty. An OnlyFans creator and a model. Like,
give us something, you know?
Okay, Luce. So these are some of what your, what would you say, some listeners / some of your followers have sent in for ghost stories. So we're using some of the best material Lucy has been sent over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, so this one. It's a good one. I was ghosted, so I sent a gif of Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction saying, I will not be ignored. Iconic.
We watched that recently as well. Yeah,
because I had never seen it, and Liv was like, you are joking.
I was making references, and like, well, like, Lord knows, like, I have had enough hate calling me a bunny boiler.
Oh, yeah, that's why we were talking about it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's so fair. Not what Glenn Close did in Fatal Attraction, because that was nuts, but, like, sending that meme I think is hilarious.
I think that's hilarious.
I think it's like, fuck it. Like, you've got nothing to lose. You may as well, like, go out being a bit of a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Also, this is, like, my favorite thing as well. Like, I love to not let people ghost me. If I'm being ghosted, I'll be like, Nah, I'm coming back.
Totally. No, I am going to use this and send it to the floppy head idiot next time he forgets to respond to one of my texts.
Yeah. I think we should just use this as inspo for like evermore.
Yeah. We're going to go out into the wild and actually use this and let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah. Probably down like a lead balloon, but whatever.
We're taking this as a tip. Oh, okay, my God. Love
next
that.
Next one. Okay. So. My story is too long for the box, but I was seeing this guy who I've known for 10 or so years, and we rekindled something a couple years ago, and all was well until he ghosted. He had some of my t-shirts, weird, I know, which I really wanted back but got nothing out of it. He played rugby. Rugby dudes. And his teammates would always be in the pub, and I'd ask where this guy was and what his problem was, and I would just get a little side eye. Skip to a few months later, found out he knocked up some other girl. Ghosting explained.
That doesn't explain why he couldn't give you fucking t-shirts back.
Yeah, exactly. Probably because, like, I don't know, he just like passed them on to the next one.
That's so gross.
That is gross. That's and so also, gross. Like, if you've knocked someone else up, I mean, she doesn't say how long they were seeing each other. Mm-hmm. So it could have been that it was not exclusive. If that was the case, or if it was in those early stages of dating, why wouldn't you just explain that you're having a baby with someone else?
Yeah.
Or that you were even just, maybe not even go into details, you had met someone else and you were moving forward with that.
Yeah. Oh my God. No.
Like, fuck.
No, I was seeing a guy and I hadn't spoken to him for like a really, really long time. So we were seeing each other like a few years ago, and then like we were like, didn't like ghost each other, but we were like keeping in contact and like messaging back and forth. And I posted a photo a few months ago of me in a hat saying daddy.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. It's a good hat.
It's a good hat. Yeah. And he responded to my story saying, that's me. So me being like the horny little bitch I am, I was like, yeah, that is you, like daddy. And he was like, no, I'm literally at my baby shower, and like sent me a video from his baby shower. I was like, oh, congratulations.
Oh my God.
So that's maybe how you set the boundaries that you're having a baby with someone else.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. At least you found out, you know? Oh my God. So, you know, Kiwi dude who I fucked the other night.
Yeah.
So before that night, when we were sexting, which is something I haven't done in years, to be honest.
That's like bold, especially since you hadn't like met him in person yet.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I also kind of love that because then it's like, I also don't give a fuck then. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we were sexting, and then at one point he calls me mommy.
Ew.
Like mom, like, you know, mom. With an O, like, ew. Mommy. And I was just like, he said something, and then he said that, and I was just like, well, fuck no, not now, you've called me that. And he literally instantly like deleted the mommy message.
Yeah, good. As he should. Like, too late, you already saw it.
Swift delete for me. Oh my ugh. God.
Gross. I do not like being called mommy.
No, especially because he was younger than me.
Blech.
Only by like a year, but I was still like, no, not into this, no. Not into this at all.
I like it when people like, because I've had a couple of like of people in my community be like, mother, like in like the fun way, like not in like a sexy way, just like mother is mothering, like that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I'll get that like whatever, like if I post like a sassy comeback to like a rude Q&A question or something, people DM me like, mother is mothering.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love that. Please don't stop doing that. But lads,
in a sex context,
never call us mummy. Never. I think even if I like get married and have kids, the only way like my husband's allowed to call me mummy is if it's like through the children, like,
yeah,
or mummy's out,
like when I talk to you through Stella.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, mama.
Exactly. That's the only, like, no. So I'm sure other girls are into it, but not me.
Yeah.
No.
'Tis not for I either.
Not for us at all.
Okay, next one. So this was quite a fun little learning moment for us, I feel. So this person said, last year we made up the phrase scalloping. It's like when everything is fine, but something feels fishy. Oh. I'm like, I love that. I'm like adding it to my vocabulary.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be using that. That is
scalloping.
Officially in the live and loose vocabulary.
Yeah.
God damn.
Like, how many times does that happen when it's like everything is kind of like okay, but something just feels a little off?
Mm-hmm. It is a woman's intuition.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one. Okay, so this was actually a friend of mine who was reminding me of a story that I had ghosted someone. So basically, I'll just tell this story quickly. What happened was I was out on like a birthday night out, and look, it was one of those that started at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. There was like, at one point there was like 10 of us. By 3 a.m. it was down to just me and one of my flatmates, and we were like still going hard. And this guy approaches me in the club, and he's like heavily on the pursuit. Like, he is pursuing the shit out of me. So I was like, okay, like, he's cute, I think. Short king.
Short.
But quite short, I'm not going to lie. But anyways, I was like, yeah, like, he's cute, into it, whatevs. So I ended up going home with him. Well, I took him back to mine. And we, like, fucked, but I was, like, so drunk and tired. Like, halfway through, I was literally just like, I just want to sleep. And I just like hopped off and went to sleep.
I feel like that happens to you a lot, Liz.
It really does. Especially if I'm not that into it and I'm that drunk where I'm just like, I'm not really like getting anything out of this. So I just like hop off and like go to sleep. And he's like still trying. I'm just like, dude, you don't get it. So then I just start snoring and he got the message. Anyways, he had to leave early in the morning. So he tries to like wake me up and kiss me goodbye. I'm like, get fucked.
Ew.
And then when I get up that morning, then there's like a little note in my kitchen, mm-hmm. and it's his name and number. I was grateful for the name, I'm not gonna lie. Couldn't fully remember.
Good.
So yeah, but I thought, obviously never messaging this guy again. Mm-mm. No. So I put the number in my phone anyway so that I could check if he was hot on WhatsApp or not.
Smart.
Yeah, because I also couldn't really remember and just wanted to make myself feel better about it. So yeah, did that. Saw that he was like quite hot and I was like, okay, fine, done. Go to work for the day or whatever. And then I'm on Facebook later mm-hmm. in the day, and because his number's in my phone, he comes up as a suggested friend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what is this profile though? It looks super sus. So I like click on it. Profile picture, last uploaded album, which had been like 2 weeks ago. Full fucking engagement shoot.
Shut the fuck up.
They had fur babies. They were engaged. They've been together for years. So like, not only why, like, so obviously I ghosted, but like, not only was he wanting to hook up with me that night, he then leaves his number like he wants to continue
to do it again.
Yeah, or like what, like going a day, like I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
ew, gross. Okay, well deserved ghosting then.
Yeah.
Yuck. Oh, that is so trash.
So trash.
That is so trash.
This one's funny. His dick was so big that I started queefing all over it, and then he unmatched me. So brutal.
That's fucked though, because if so you have fucked. A big peen, well, like, even if like you're good at sex, yeah. like yeah, girls are gonna queef. It's just what happens when you get turned on and air gets in there.
What do you expect? Also, it's like position dependent, isn't it? Well, if you're like plowing me from behind with an absolute monster of a penis,
yeah.
then there's gonna be some trapped air.
It doesn't even have to be a monster penis though. It's no, just true. Like how much you like turn a girl on is like how like, I don't know, I'm not like a doctor or anything, but like, isn't it like the more you get turned on, like the you get a wide on?
I actually have no idea.
I have no idea, but I feel like I the more turned on I am, like the more like air tends to get in there, and it's yeah. like whatever, like we're fucking, like I'm like open.
Mm-hmm.
Things are gonna happen. It's not my fault. It's not like, it's just like physics, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, that makes me angry. It's like, how uneducated are you on sex?
Oh, 100%. Also, I was just like, if they cannot handle a queef, then they do not deserve to even be having sex with you.
No.
Like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God, no. If you cannot handle a queef, you should not be having sex at all.
No, full stop.
No, you don't deserve it.
It does remind me though of once with my piece of shit ex-boyfriend. We just call him piece of shit. And I was like bent over, like off the bed, picking something up once, and he totally like took me by surprise and just started like eating me out from behind, and obviously I got a shock. So I just like farted in his face, and he like jumped back, and he was just like, "Oh wait, was that a queef?" And I was like, Yeah. It's like, yeah, baby. I was like, no, just fully farted in your face because you gave me a surprise. Like, I was shocked. I was not expecting it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That reminds me. I have two stories. Ooh. So I had, I was having sex, like, this is like, I don't remember a lot from the first time I had sex with the Irishman, but I do remember very clearly it was so big. And I said something like, just like, go hard, like, do whatever you want. Mistake. As soon as he like did like one quick thrust, I farted because there was like no room in my body for anything else.
Your body was just like, we need to make room quick.
That is exactly what happened. And I was like, oh well. And like, he's a pro, so he was just like, didn't even say anything, didn't even like think or whatever. It was just like, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
legend.
Love that. Well, it's like when boys try and do anal and then they're like, ew, I got the shit on my dick. And I'm like, what the fuck do you expect? Like, if you're not willing to deal with like the consequences of your actions, then you're not ready to do it. No. Like, get it together. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah. No.
Love that.
And then there was one when I was like quite young. I think I had sex with somebody and I was like 19. And I was like getting into it, but I was like, you know how like sometimes like you have to squeeze. Like you have to squeeze like down there to like make it feel better because it's just like a not the right position or something.
Okay, yeah, like yeah. Like a little like, clench.
Yeah, like you have to do like a little kegel just to be like, okay, like yeah, that feels good at this point now.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And this guy, it was just like the wrong position and like we were young and so I hadn't quite like figured it all out and I clenched so hard that I did like the tiniest little doot and I was like, whatever, just like keep going, like get over it.
Yeah.
And like didn't say anything in the moment and stuff. We finished, we're having a shower together. He's like, that was a cute little fart. I was like, oh.
Dead.
Like, fuck. And like at that age, so embarrassed to like even like burp or fart or do anything around dude. Like as far as boys knew when I was that age, like nobody knew that I even like did number twos.
Oh yeah. Oh, shit rainbows.
Mortifying. Oh, mortifying. Hilarious now though. That's what happens. You grow up and move on and get over bodily functions.
Yeah. And you just feel more comfortable. I think like sex is really daunting when you're at that age or you're like first starting to have sex full stop. And then eventually you're just like, well, this is a body. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh my God. I remember like when I lost my virginity, I was like mortified that my cherry popped.
Why?
I don't know. Oh,
like you bled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like mortified. I was like, oh my God, like, no, don't see me bleed. And like,
really?
Yeah. And he like, we'll talk about like losing virginity stories at a later time. But like, he was so cute. He was like, no, baby, like that's supposed to happen. It's okay.
Oh, that's good. Because I feel like, yeah, no, that's quite, I don't know. It's not like scary, but it is kind of scary because like, I think you're unprepared for it. Having sex for the first time is like a big deal. And yeah.
No.
Do you know what though? My cherry didn't pop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think because, well, this is what I read somewhere. I think because I was like, I rode horses like all through like growing up and stuff. And apparently like the impact of that can mean it's already popped. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but yeah, like, obviously, like, it hurt a bit and stuff the first time, but no, there was no actual, like, blood or anything for me.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah. Mine was not a massacre, but I was just, like, it rattled me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, because I was like, 15.
Yeah.
I was really young. And, like, yeah, anyway. But, like, who I lost my virginity to is such a fucking legend. And that's why my bar is so high for, like, sex and aftercare and stuff. Because I'm, like, he was just, like, probably like one of the loves of my life. Like, goddamn. We'll get into that another time because it's like, this isn't the episode for that because it's cute.
Too wholesome.
It's too wholesome.
Okay, this next one. Had a guy say he can't take me for a coffee because he's saving up for a house. A fucking coffee.
I bet he can't take you for a coffee, but you can come over to his rental and he can shag you there.
Yeah, literally.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I can understand. Look, like, everyone's in a different position, but I used to have this argument with my piece of shit ex-boyfriend as well because, like, you can go on dates for free, or without spending much money. Like, you can buy a coffee and take a girl for like a walk in somewhere nice or something like that. Like, I would always say this to my ex. I'd be like, we could go for like a picnic and just use the groceries we already have in the house. Like, we don't need to drink. We don't need to, there doesn't have to be all this expense and stuff, but it's about being feeling as though you're being taken out on a date, that you're worth a date. You know what I mean?
It's about time.
Yeah.
It's 100%. About time.
Quality time.
Yeah. It's like, you don't, we're in Australia, go to the beach.
Yeah.
Go to the beach. Beach is free.
True.
Like, you know, it's just gross. It's not about the coffee. It's not about the money. It's about the time. And that's just gross, because I bet this dude is like, I can't take you for a coffee. I'm saving for a house. But like, you can come over for like Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you can pay for a Netflix subscription, but you can't.
Yeah.
And like, even if like, just get your, like, it'd be like, oh, like, I can't really afford, but like, can we meet for a coffee? And like, she can get her own coffee, like, go Dutch.
Yeah, true. Like, exactly. That for the longest time, I would, like, I'd never let someone pay on a date. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of it now, because I do realize that if someone asks you out on a date, like, I do think that now they should pay for the first one.
Mm.
But yeah, for the longest time, I've just been so like, in my little feminist brain, like, no, I will pay my own way. I will never owe you anything. The only time I would ever let someone pay on a first date is if we'd already locked in a second date that I would then pay for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think like that, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're in the financial position where, like, I think it's because also like living in London is so expensive and stuff. Like, there was a long time I was just like, well, yeah, like, there's a big difference between just paying for yourself and then paying for another person. So I don't expect you to do that.
No.
But yeah, I think there's like ways around it, or you can have a conversation around it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if you're inviting someone out, then you like foot the bill.
Yeah.
But I understand, like, oh, like, if you want to go, if like a woman wants to pay for her half or something, it's like, well, I participated in this too, so I want to pay my way, I want to pay my half.
Yeah.
So I get that. I see both sides of it.
Yeah. I feel like can come down to financial sometimes as well. So I do think like it really depends on the context, doesn't it? Because sometimes it can be so lovely and so and such a nice treat. And then sometimes it can feel a bit more like you're like they just want this like pretty little kept woman. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So yeah.
That's the other side of the spectrum. But in this particular circumstance with this ghost story, it's like,
it's a coffee.
Yeah. And like the way, if it was phrased like that, it's like, you're not worth me dipping into my house savings for a coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then if that's the case, then you focus on saving for your house, dude. You shouldn't be dating.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. Next one.
Oh, this one looks juicy.
My ex, who I blocked in May, texted me on Christmas Eve from a different number. Also, he ghosted me first and is the father of my child.
How do you ghost someone who's you have a child with?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I followed up on this because I was like, I need to know more. And yeah, has had no involvement in the child's life, like, full stop, like, ghosted as soon as he found out she was pregnant.
Basically a sperm donor.
Yeah. And just like, nothing to do with it. But then to come back
and like try and Merry Christmas your way back into the life.
Yeah, no, sir.
That is dark. It's
fucking dark. Like, ugh, gross.
Gross.
Take responsibility for your sperm, my dudes. Okay, this next one. I kissed my friend's dad, who's 28 years older, and now he wants to meet up secretly. That's a lot, isn't it? I would say, like, I want to know how close the friend is as well. Is that like your best friend's dad? Like, that's crazy.
I need to know.
Yeah.
What came of this?
I know. I don't have a follow up for this one. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, no! I need to know, because like, I've had crushes on people's older family members before.
Oh, I've had crushes, but like, I've never like gone there. I don't know. It depends. Like, well, no, I've just never gone there. I don't know. Like, older, that much older isn't normally my type either. So I guess that could be why, but look, I get it. Like, I've seen some of my friends' dads are like daddies, you know?
Oh my God. I've definitely gone there with my friends' family members.
What?
But like, but like, yours isn't that much older than me. He's like, what, a week older than me? So that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
But then I did. This is a whole nother story that we will talk about on a later podcast. I know I keep saying that today, but I'm like, I'm just getting like flashes of all these things that I'm like, that I've done. And I'm like, oh, this is a full story in its own.
Yeah.
But one of my best friends has an uncle who's 10 years older than me.
Ooh. Oh, I know this story actually.
Oh,
yeah.
God, there's so much to it. But like, I don't know. Like, I did have her permission to go there eventually.
You twisted her arm. Okay, no, this tea is too piping. Let's yeah, do a whole story on that.
I'm gonna have
time.
To keep listening because it's a full saga.
Okay, the next one. Bit TMI. I love when people say that as though like our whole lives aren't just TMI. We're playing finger puppets down there. He gets his phone out and starts watching the footy.
What, like they're having, like, he's getting...
He's, like, one hand finger puppet in.
What's that? Oh, fingering.
Yeah, finger blasting.
Like, I was like, what, you've got finger puppets involved in sex?
Stop it. Like, you do a little performance.
Yeah. It's like, that's some foreplay I've never heard of.
That would get me a little drama kid. I would love that.
Absolutely not.
Fingering. And then I assume with the other hand, gets out his phone, starts watching the footy.
Oh, God.
So disrespectful.
Wouldn't you just stop?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, sorry, baby, like, footy's on, like, we'll resume later.
Yeah, like, that was just a little teaser.
That is some disrespect.
Yeah, no. Isn't it? Because it's also like, oh, I need, like, some entertainment while I do this, while I, do this chore for you.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's not like you're washing the dishes.
Yeah, exactly. I only want to be finger blasted by someone that is, like, really into it.
Yeah, I don't want, don't touch me. If you are not gonna watch me enjoy it,
yes,
and it's gonna like get you off, don't bother.
Yeah,
don't bother.
Don't need don't your bother. Charity, boo.
Oh my God, that was like, I was having sex with another ex because I'm the queen of backsliding, back a few, like 6 months ago or something, and like we just always like, it's like my little palate cleanser. Like I always go back and have sex with him when I just like need like just a little to get me back on the horse, you know?
Yeah.
We've stopped that now. I did something that you can't come back from. So.
Wait, what?
I had sex with his friend.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I always forget that was it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had sex with his friend, so like I can have never actually like message this guy ever again because shame on me. But it needed to happen. There needed to be like a nail in the coffin for me not to be able to backslide that way. Anyway, so back a few months ago, we had sex once, and I was like, yeah, really into it. It was really good. It was all night and stuff like that. And I was like, sweet. So then I went to do it again. And I was just like, not into it. And we had Mind Play. What's it called? Mind Hunter playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. That's such a banging show.
Yeah, such a banging show. And I just was like watching that the whole time. And he was like on top of me, like fully having sex. And I was just like, yeah, okay. But like, I'm more interested in this.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised because that like that show was gripping.
It's a gripping show.
It's more gripping than any penis I've had.
Well,
oh, I don't know about that, but yeah.
No, I just like wasn't into it. And I was like, okay, like this really has to stop now because I'm more interested in the show than having sex. And that has honestly very, very rarely ever happened to me in my life because I love sex.
Yeah, fair.
Mm-mm.
I did once, this is why I stopped dating Australian bros, because the last time I lived in Australia, I went on a date with this guy, and to be honest, I only even went on a date with him because we'd like matched on, I think, like Bumble or something, and we'd been messaging and stuff, and I just wasn't that into it. So then he'd like found me on Instagram and started DMing me on Instagram, and I was like, oh, okay, look, this guy's keen. And then I found out he lived around the corner from me, so I thought, well, this is convenient, so look, I'll go on a date. So I meet him at this pub. thinking we'll have like a nice little pub dinner or whatever. He literally sits us down on like the sofa in front of like the big screen watching the footy.
Shut the fuck up.
Like barely even talks to me, barely looks at me. Like, and we're just like sitting, eating our dinner in silence, watching the footy on a first date. Did I have sex with him another time? Yes, I did. I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
What like was wrong twice, with
it?
Actually.
What was wrong with it?
Three times.
Was it good? What about that, like third helping? Was it good?
Yeah, no, it was good because look, this is when I realized that the only interesting thing about him was that he was hot and had a banging bod and was quite good at sex.
Okay, well, that's when that boring. That's all that really needs to get them. By.
Yeah. Ugh. So yeah, just not a good date. But anywho,
not a good time. So it had to end. But okay, we've got time for one more, babe.
Okay, one more. Okay, ooh. So this is a dark one. Should I do a light one?
Okay, let's do two more. Let's do a dark one, then finish on a light one.
Okay, so I was ghosted by my boyfriend of 5 years. I was like, what the actual fuck? How does this happen? So I went in for the follow-up. And then this person said, yep, we went out for breakfast for my birthday. He went home because he said he wasn't feeling well. He then stopped responding to my texts. And about a week after, I found myself blocked on everything. His parents called me in tears because they were devastated we had broken up, even though he didn't have the balls to actually have that conversation with me. This was 2 years ago and I've never heard from him or seen him again. The hardest part was not being able to say goodbye to his daughter or family.
What?
What the fuck?
The fuck?
Like this poor girl was stepmom to his daughter. They were together 5 years and one day just goes home feeling ill and never comes back again.
That's a guilty conscience if I've ever heard one. But, okay, so they were together for 5 years and they didn't live together. Oh, I don't know. That's just...
The fact that the family was so devastated as well, it's like, what the fuck happened?
I'm like, why couldn't his parents give her an answer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really
their place.
Responsibility, but yeah, like, unless they also didn't know what the fuck was going on, like... Yeah.
My mom would dob my brother in if he did that.
Oh, 100%. Nobody's standing for that. That's like, that's disgusting.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. That's just
poor
like,
girl.
I'm just like, that's psychotic. Like you're better off, babe.
Yeah.
You're better off. Okay.
Long gone. Okay. So this is a bit lighter.
Okay, good. Last one.
So for reference, this is a story from Field, which is an app in the UK that I fucking miss every day.
What is it?
It's basically, so it's Field, F-E-E-L-D.
Field.
Yeah. Field. And I don't know, I don't know if it's just the UK or it's like further afield, but it is the only dating it's the only dating app I've had honestly such good experiences from. It is catered basically to kind of exploring different kinks kind of, or just like sexual exploration in general, but also in terms of dating. So maybe you're figuring out your sexuality, how you identify gender wise like it really helps with like all those things. It's like a very inclusive, beautiful space where, don't get me wrong, you get some absolute monsters on there who are just like feral and sending unsolicited dick pics and stuff. But it is in general quite a safe space and people are very open, very upfront. And I think like in turn that kind of allows you to be like more upfront and stuff. Anyway, I've got some cracking stories from this app that I'll tell at a later date.
Yep.
But this one is a story from Field. My wife and I have been dating a woman for 3 months. We planned a holiday together, booked it and got ghosted. We paid for the holiday and tickets are non-transferable. Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's like...
I feel like
the pressure got to the third girl.
Uh-huh. She got spooked, hey?
Yeah.
From like a holiday. I mean, I do think that's quite intimidating. I think like if you've been seeing someone 3 months though, like you know them pretty well.
Yeah.
I think then it's kind of like another level to go away and feel like from a safety perspective, you might be a little bit outnumbered or...
Yeah, I think she definitely should have let them know, like, hey, I'm not comfortable going.
Yeah.
But fuck, like, that's pretty hectic to, like, ghost people who have paid for you to go on holiday.
Yeah.
But I get it.
But they're also, I'm sure there must have been, like, a lot of communication in terms of, like, making the dates work and, like, you know, ahead of them actually just booking it and paying for it. Mm. So I'm like, at some point, you probably should have just said, like, I don't know if I'm 100% on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, I hope they went and had a nice holiday. Yeah. Even though they were a man down.
I did volunteer to go myself and they did actually DM me and be like, yeah, come. And I was like, okay, now I'm freaked out. No, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Totally fair.
But
oh my God.
Anyway, yeah.
Oh my God.
So still plenty of material in there for another
so much material
episode.
But oh my God, thank you guys so much for sending stuff in.
Thank you so much. This is like, actually I love this so much, like feeling like everyone's involved in the girls chat.
Yeah, like connected. I love it. I love it. You guys outdid yourselves with these.
Please continue to message us, comment, send us funny shit. We'll keep everything anonymous. We always do. We are a safe space. Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed laughing along with us today.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. Remember to subscribe and download.
Yes.
Yep, beautiful. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.